This is Ozarks at Large. As children head back to school this week, Fayetteville students may notice some changes in the cafeteria. The Fayetteville Public Schools Child Nutrition Department is joining the city's effort to reduce the environmental impact of food service by eliminating styrofoam and reducing single-use disposables. Officials plan to use the remaining cases of styrofoam trays, bowls, and to-go containers before transitioning to more environmentally friendly versions of these items. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda met with Director of Child Nutrition Allie Murachek to learn more about the change.
What prompted our conversion to get away from styrofoam and use fewer disposables is just it's the right thing to do for our environment. And I think it's also a nice educational point for our students. So we plan to make it very known that we don't use styrofoam and we're using fewer disposables anyway, but when we have to use a disposable, they're better for the environment.
And the city right now is working on a similar plan, kind of investigating or studying possible regulation on single-use plastics and getting rid of styrofoam for certain vendors. Did you have any conversation with them as you were going through the process? Because I think you started doing research on this like last year.
We've been using fewer disposables for about the last 3 years, but going away from styrofoam, you're right, we've been doing some product research and kind of usage analysis for the last year, and I've been working really closely with the city's recycling and trash management team, and they've just had a lot of really great insight on the products that when we go eventually to food waste composting in all of our schools, what are the products that would be easily broken down in their composting facility? And just, it's always great to have experts advising you on all the products that are out there. And so we were able, after this year of piloting the previous year, we were able to find some pretty budget-friendly products that we can use and transition away from styrofoam district-wide.
What are some examples of the new products that you'll be using?
So now, instead of a styrofoam tray, we'll be using a molded fiber tray that's compostable, and it's basically paper. And so in most of our schools, we use washable trays, but when the meal service or the school setup doesn't allow for the washable trays, we do use daily disposables, but really that's only at the high school at this point. And they are the fiber molded, so they're a nice product, and that was an easy transition actually. So we're happy about that. When we were considering converting the entire district to styrofoam free, I was looking at what it would cost our department to do a full conversion using the same number of cases of styrofoam trays as we had been using in previous years, and we just couldn't afford that. So we had to get creative, and you know, at Ramey Junior High and Woodland Junior High, we had been using daily disposable styrofoam trays, and just by converting those to washable trays, we're going to be purchasing 200 fewer cases of styrofoam or disposable trays anyway. So that aligns with what the city is going for anyway, with just starting with using less and then based on what you're still using, make it better for the environment.
As you mentioned, it's the right thing to do in your opinion because it's more environmentally friendly, but cost does come into play. So how have you been able to sort of navigate that? Is there a certain, just working within your budget, and hopefully eventually over time you'll be able to get there completely?
Yeah, so there are a few ways we can make some changes to make these eco-friendly products fit within our pretty strict child nutrition budget. So one is to use fewer other disposables. So we're plating food directly onto the tray more than pre-cupping into plastic or paper boats, so it's going right on the tray. I also think when the food goes on the tray, it looks better. It looks less institutionalized when it's just on a pretty blue tray and it's washable. Also, a lot of education to my child nutrition staff. So talking about if there are some efficiencies that we can change to on the line. So making it still quick to serve quickly onto the tray without having to use a lot of disposables. So the education and working on efficiencies can help us use less single-use products. And then also just by the economy of scale, because I can buy so many of these compostable or you know, recyclable products, I can get great pricing. So, and, you know, I've really been working with the city recycling and trash team, but then also Food Loops. They've been really great experts and advice givers on how I can make it work in within a pretty strict budget.
What is your budget?
So my total departmental budget is $4 million.
What all does that cover?
Within that budget, that would cover my food, my labor, and any other costs. So I'm not spending all of that on food and disposables, but the majority of that is labor.
And how many kids do you serve?
We serve about 4,300 lunches every day and about 2,000 breakfasts.
With the compostable trays, do you have to dispose of them in a different way? Is there like a separate trash can for them?
Yeah, great question. So those, you know, fiber products, they can go right into the trash. And at the three schools, we are piloting food waste composting. They can go into the composting container and then be taken to the city's facility for composting. So my thought was, if we're doing all this research and making an effort to go to a more sustainable program, we might as well go to the point where when the district and the city have the capacity for all of our schools to be doing food waste composting, that child nutrition will be ready. Because it has been quite a process to find the right products, because it's really important we don't make the wrong step there, because it has to be affordable and something that we can afford always, because no one wants to go back to styrofoam. So we make the decision cautiously.
And you mentioned three schools are piloting the composting. Which three?
Mm-hmm. So the three schools that are piloting the food waste composting are Holt Middle School, Holcomb Elementary, and Happy Hollow Elementary.
And so the trays that don't end up in these composting pilots, they just go in the trash, but the idea is they'll end up in the landfill, but they'll decompose.
Yes, and I don't think they'll decompose any differently, any more quickly, but we'll be on the front end of things when we make a full conversion to the food waste composting. And I can't really speak to the timeline on that, but we're excited when the district and the city is ready, and we'll be making, you know, slow, methodical changes towards that when it's right for everybody. So some of the other products besides the fiber trays that are compostable or are more eco-friendly anyway are our 12-ounce bowls, our clear clamshells that we put our grab-and-go sandwiches and salads in. So they're clear and they look pretty, but now they're compostable. And then some other solid white to-go containers. So there are about four products that we're doing now. And then I've also gotten some advice from the city's recycling and trash team that my boats that I serve and that they're paper, getting ones that don't have any dye or colors in them are better for the food waste composting facility. So really trying to fine tune what's going to make their job easier so the conversion can come more naturally.
For other schools maybe in the area that might be interested in doing something similar, what advice would you give them having gone through this process so far?
Mm-hmm. I would suggest anyone who is thinking about converting some of their disposables to start really small with a pilot. Maybe one school who has kind of a sustainability rock star that would help champion some of these conversions, because some of it is new and not everybody loves change. But if you can have lots of superstars that are all together working on this movement and maybe starting at one school or, you know, one lunchtime, that's a great way to start, because what you want to show is success at every step of the way. And by starting small, you can show success immediately.
Thanks so much for your time and good luck on the first day of school.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you.
That was Fayetteville Public Schools Director of Child Nutrition, Ali Marachek, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. The city is currently studying the possible regulation of single-use plastics and is seeking public input. Two surveys, one for residents and visitors and another for businesses, available at speakup.fayetteville-ar.gov. Surveys close August 21st.